Oh, just the procedure, the whole procedure will be recorded on video and it will be posted on our website. Anybody can watch it later on. If you have families who wants to watch it later, it will be posted on our website and we can give you the link if you ask for it. We prefer not too many gathered around for camp photos. There will be one or two people maybe standing at the corner taking photos, and we can share those photos for you. And of course, the whole video will be available on our website. We have a few of us here who do not understand English very well. Only they speak mostly Spanish. So there will be a little reading of this in Spanish later on. And the entire message and other things are being translated by Arturo remotely, so they can hear through their microphone. So they will be fully understanding what's going on in the service. We will have a program here in a moment. And first of all, before I do that, let me introduce the candidates. We have asked them to two, three weeks ago, make sure you're ready to give their testimonies. And some of them may be a little nervous. We gave them the permission to write it down on a piece of paper and bring it and read if that's what they prefer. So they're going to do that in a moment. But before that, let me introduce to them. First of all, Caitlin here on the first one, and her brother Jaden, and then Joshua and Gerardo are the four people who will be baptized. We will be seeing them. You will be seeing them on the camera, on the screen also. Thank you. Please sit down. So they will come and just give the testimony in the same order, or Jaden first, and the baptism will be also in the same order. We will call him up when he's ready. Normally, we give them a privilege to ask them, do you want to have anyone do your own baptism? And Joshua said he wants to his dad, Dilip, to baptize him. That will happen. And these two, brother and sister, they said they want their dad to do it. So that will also happen. Then, of course, Gerardo has been under the, he's in a mentor of Brother Clifford here for some time. And Clifford will do his baptism. That was their desire. We normally give them the option if they want. Because who is baptizing is nothing. It's just a person who is just helping somebody to be baptized. So the name doesn't matter. Who does it matter? Somebody asked me, why don't the elders do it? We'll do it if they choose not to. Okay, if they don't have a choice, we will definitely do it. So they are the stars, not anyone else of us here. So pray for them. We've been asking them to pray for them last several weeks. And don't stop praying. They need your help. As they take the next step, read the Bible, study the scriptures, walk and follow Christ, as our brother reminded this morning. So the program is, can you pull it up? Okay, these are the four candidates. Next one. Okay, here's a short program here. We'll sing a song, All to Jesus. It's a well-known song. And Brother Thomas Rajan will lead that. Brother George Samuel will open with a word of prayer right after the song. And Brother Ed will have a very short message about baptism. And Brother Clifford Smith will read a few verses in Spanish for those who are in Spanish. I'll come back after that. So before the testimony, I will come back. So I will ask now hand over to Brother Thomas Rajan for singing, and then Brother George Samuel.
We'll have the verses up for you, so please join together. We're all here to witness for these four young individuals for the testimony that they're making. And indeed, what a testimony it is in these words that have been written, All to Jesus I surrender. So let's all join together and sing this hymn.
To Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I would ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, make me Savior, holy thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me, may I know thy power divine. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give my self to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. To be my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Amen. Now we ask Brother George Samuel to come up, please.
Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for this time once again. Thank you for this great privilege that we all can gather together, O Lord, for this baptismal service. Father, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for his love and sacrifice upon the cross of Calvary. Father, we thank you that because of him, we can say that we are saved and we are on the way to heaven. We thank you. At this time, O Lord, we pray for our four candidates and to name them, O Lord Jesus. We want to pray for Geraldo. We want to pray for Joshua. We want to pray for Caitlin and also for Jalen. Father, these four young adults, we pray that you would bless them. We pray, O Father, that you would be with them and take care of them. Father, in their walk with thee, we pray that you would guide them. Pray that you would take care of them and protect them, Lord. And we pray that they will be able to have the desire to read thy word, to study thy word, to pray, and Lord, grow in thee. Father, we also pray that as they go out into this world, in their schools and colleges, Lord, there will be other temptations, other problems that they could meet. Oh, Lord, times of discouragement, times of happiness. Oh Lord, we pray that you would continue to be with them. Let not they be discouraged in anything, oh Lord. And we pray that their parents, their grandparents, their friends, and all others, oh Lord, will support them. And the church family will support them, pray for them. And we pray, Lord, that you would give them strength. In a short while, as they give their testimonies, and also, Lord, as they show themselves as a witness for what they believe on the death of Jesus Christ, his burial and his resurrection, we thank you that you have given them the boldness to come forward for this baptism. We thank you for this day and for the blessings, and we pray that you would bless all that are here this morning. We ask all of these things In Jesus Christ's precious name, amen.
Well, it's good to be with you once again. I rejoice to be able to be here, to be able to share a few thoughts again from God's Word concerning baptism. Donna, thank you for your kindness to us. And just the chatting during the break was a marvelous thing. And to when Brother Sam mentioned to me the opportunity to be able to share a few thoughts, how exciting it was to be able to do that. And we want to let you know we got a little gift for everybody. We left some CDs in the back, a music CD where I sing some hymns of the faith. And so you're welcome to take one or share with others the CD. That's fine. Feel free to take one. We have more in the car if you need them. But the title of the hymn, the first hymn is, "And Is It So, I Shall Be Like Thy Son." One of my favorites from the Black Hymnal. And I think you'll enjoy it. So a gift to you folks to take with you and to share with others. If you want more than one copy, feel free. Now, in looking at the issue of the baptism, I thought we might look at two small portions of Scripture together. And we'll look at 1 Corinthians. Thank you, brother, for straightening that. And so I thought we might first look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. And we're going to look at 1 Corinthians. And we'll start in chapter 1. Now, this is sort of perhaps an unusual portion to bring out in relation to baptism. But as I was thinking, in fact, our brother GP already mentioned some of the things I'm going to mention, actually. He noted a few things here. But let's start in verse 10 of chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians. "Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all say the same thing, and that there not be any divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly united in the same mind and the same opinion. For it has been shown to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of the house of Chloe, that there are strifes among you. But I speak of this, that each of you says, 'I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ.' Is the Christ divided? Has Paul been crucified for you? Or have you been baptized into the name of Paul? I thank God that I have baptized none of you, unless Crispus and Gaius, that no one may say that I have baptized into my own name. Yes, I baptize also the house of Stephanas. For the rest I know not if I baptize any other. For Christ was not sent, has not sent me to baptize, but to preach the glad tidings, not in the wisdom of the world, not in the wisdom of word, that the cross of the Lord Christ may not be made vain." Now this portion here is sort of interesting, and bringing it out in relation to baptism. What struck me was the issue of the name again. We mentioned the previous session as well, in verse 10, where it says, "I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus." And the importance then of the name again. And that comes out in this little section I read. The whole issue that, well, you know, who is being baptized, or who are you being baptized to or into, we might say, as some suggest. And Paul is concerned because you see here, quite often people might mistake baptism for something that it's not. And our brother's already mentioned, GB already mentioned the issue that they're going into the water, of course. It's a marvelous thing, and we appreciate the testimony. But really, the reality is that life has already been changed, hasn't it? The difference has already been made. And now they're just testifying to what God has already done in their hearts, in their lives. And so here, the authority of that name, the very character of Jesus, it's not Paul or Apollo. And it's great that GP mentioned the whole issue is, you know, it didn't matter who baptized them, right? It didn't really, because you see, they're not baptizing them themselves. These young people are going to be baptized in the name of Christ. And that's the key thing. It's unto him. And now they're going to live their lives following him, not necessarily an individual in this world, a man in this world. And so that's why I sort of like reading this sometimes. Keep in mind, here it's so easy for us as men and women to begin to follow other men, isn't it? And because they may be very nice to you, perhaps. They may have great oration skills or whatever it might be, and you begin to follow a man. But not here. I'm just so thankful to see these young people. They're saying they're following Christ. And so it's great to see then that the Lord Jesus, his name, is the authority by which this is done. And then we continue on. You'll see in verse 12, he But I speak of this, that some of you say I'm of Paul and Apollos. The issue is, who are they connected to? Well, of course, by believing in Christ, that he died for them, that he rose from the dead, well, they're connected to Christ, aren't they? Now, Apollos might be very helpful, or Paul might be very helpful, or anybody here in the assembly might be very helpful, no doubt, in helping these people along their journey. And yet we recognize the connection to him becomes key. It's under his authority that we are doing this, and in his name as well. And so we mentioned that. Then we come over and we want to look at a second little portion in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Now, Romans chapter 6, of course, we'll see, starting then in verse 3. Are you ignorant or not understanding that we, as many as have been baptized into Christ Jesus, have been baptized unto his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him by baptism to death, in order that even as Christ has been raised up from among the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we are become identified with him in the likeness of his death, so also we shall be of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, that the body of sin might be annulled or made void, that we should no longer serve sin. For he that has died is justified from sin or made free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised up from among the dead, dies no more, death has no dominion over him. For in that he has died to sin once for all, but in that he lives to God. So also you reckon yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. What a marvelous portion of Scripture, isn't it? That speaks of the idea of baptism. That the reality, of course, is their sins have been dealt with, haven't they? They've trusted Christ as Savior, and now they're being baptized. Just reminds us that they have already had a change in life, haven't they? They're testifying before all this group, and I understand them being a little nervous, like a brother mentioned, right? Maybe some of you are a little nervous about your testimony, right? And as you can see, I'm very nervous here as well. Well, maybe not. But it can easily happen, can't it? But God is able to give us the strength. And so here it's we see the baptism and the fact that, well, they've already died in Christ, haven't they? And they're already living, in a sense. And so when he talks about going back to verse 3, he says, you've been baptized unto his death. That is, see, when they got saved, when they believed that Christ had died for them, well, basically, the Lord says, Paul says, actually, you've died with Christ. When he died, you died. And you might say, how can that be? How can I be dead? I'm alive, aren't I? Ah, but you see, the old man, it's called sometimes, right? That old nature, the old man, folks have various names for it. The sin nature, some will call it, whatever you might call it. Oh, there's that old that hasn't gone away, has it? Still there, still bugging us, it seems. But it no longer reigns, does it? Evil no longer, sin no longer reigns. And so when he says, here, you're dead, he's reminding them now, and I'm reminding these young people now as they testify and witness to you the change in life, they know it, that they have died with Christ. And so now if they've died with Christ, guess what? Things have changed, haven't they? It won't be easy, will it? Sometimes the evil one will come about and like a roaring lion, we know, and seek to lead them astray, devour them, and so on. But then he says here, if we have been buried therefore with him and by baptism, in order that he, even as Christ, this is verse 4, that even as Christ has been raised up from among the dead by the glory of the Father. That is, now it's not just that they have died, but now they're alive, aren't they? Spiritually alive, of course. You might say physically they would have been alive, but spiritually alive, as we talked about earlier. And not half dead, right? Not spiritually dead now, but alive. And now they're fully alive, aren't they? Physically alive and spiritually alive, aren't they? And now as we look at that, you see that he says right in verse 4, but now this is all done, and now that they've been raised, as it were, you know, spiritually speaking, alive from the dead, so that we should walk how? In newness of life. That's how we walk, don't we? See, the baptism itself won't make them walk in newness of life, but that testifies to the fact that they will do so, that their lives have changed. And you will help them along the way, won't you? You folks here who know them, perhaps, and certainly if I can be of help to them, I'll be glad to be of help to them along the way as well. That we want to see them to go well in the journey, do well for our Lord Jesus. Even when times get difficult, may we learn to encourage them and love them along the way. And so he goes on to talk about that. It's through faith, of course, they trusted Christ, were connected to him. And so these here are already connected to Christ. And now they walk in newness of life, as verse 4 says. But now, of course, that means they have someone reigning differently, don't they? The sense is they have a different person reigning in life. That's Christ Jesus. That's the key. That is, that sin nature, once in a while, going to say, oh, let's do this and let's do that. Well, that would be fun to do. And but that, you see, now they have a way of preventing it, don't they? There's something within, we might say, the Spirit of God within, indwelling, will help them to be able to overcome those desires. So sin will seek sometimes to reign. And he says, don't let sin reign. Right? Let Christ reign by his Spirit that indwells them. And so he says there in verse 6, no longer serve sin. Right? They shouldn't serve that anymore. Their master is no longer the old nature, but now their master is Christ, isn't it? And isn't that true for the rest of us who believe? And can't we be great examples to them as well? And when they struggle, won't we come alongside them and help them along the way? I hope we will. And so we see then we no longer serve sin. And Paul will go into that in chapter 7 as well, which we won't go into. So he goes on later on, of course, the piece we didn't read, of course, is the issue of, well, now we're serving a new master. Let him have dominion, right? And let him reign in life and not to serve unrighteousness and so on, as it talks about later in Romans 6. And so isn't it great to be here? To be able to listen to these testimonies, I was so excited to hear that they would like me to share a few thoughts like this. But also to witness the fact that God is still changing lives. That lives are changing. God is still working. He still is reigning on the throne above, of course. We know this world is full of evil. But he will come someday. Now these young people, and perhaps some of these other young people may not know Christ. You too can know Christ, can't you? And come and once you get saved, you can be baptized, right? You can show everybody else the great wonderful God has done in your life. Oh, it's a great thing. I can remember back when Barbara and I were both saved in college. We talked about it yesterday at the young couples meeting and how Barbara and I were both saved within 2 weeks of one another. And we both thought we knew Christ. We never knew Christ. But we came to know the Lord Jesus and we were talking about that at the couples meeting. And what a change he made in our lives, right? What a difference he's made. Perhaps you know that song, right? What a difference he's made in our lives. What a difference. What a change. I would never be here today if it wasn't for what Christ has done for me. And so God will lead you on. I pray for you young people that God will use you, encourage you, and that we can be of help, that you might allow us to be of help along your journey. May God help us. Father, we thank you for the time that we've had now to look at that word briefly. And now we're looking forward to these folks sharing their testimonies, going through the waters of baptism, just to show the change in life that's already occurred. Father, we appreciate that. And we ask that this might truly be a testimony to those here. Perhaps there are some here who don't know Christ. I don't know. And yet they're seeing these young people go through this, what we might call baptism. Some might call it an ordinance or whatever. But they're going through this event to let folks know that they now have trusted Christ. And they want to be held accountable to follow Christ. And so we just pray for people here not knowing Christ. That now might be the day, that this might be the day they can know Christ, and they too then can follow in baptism as well. Oh, change lives, continue to change lives, Father, for your glory. We pray then for the rest who know Christ here, that they might come alongside these young people as they journey in the world and they encounter difficulties and challenges and questions. May we come alongside of them and help them on their journey so that they might bring glory to your name. We give you thanks, knowing you'll help us. We look forward to this now time. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen.
Okay, now we will ask the young people to come up and give their testimonies. And after that, Clifford will read the scriptures once again. Two things to remember when the baptism is being done. I know it's a large crowd. Some of you may not be able to see. We have the camera that can zoom right into the water. You will be clearly seeing them on the screen. So you don't have to get up and walk around and walk here to see it. So you will be able to clearly see on the screen. The camera is capable to zoom in. That's one thing. And when the testimony is going up, their photos will be there. So you can see who is. Of course, you can see them also. Yeah. So we will start with the testimony now. And it is a wonderful thing to give testimony of life changed. I know all of us at some point in our life was changed. Probably had the opportunity to give your testimony. Sometimes we think our testimony has to be something very supernatural or powerful. It doesn't have to be. Just the salvation of a soul from sin unto death itself is a miracle. And if you are saved, rejoice in it. And that is the life they have and which we have verified. But it is also good to know for all those who are here, yes, the elders know it and they themselves know it, their parents know it. We want everyone to know that they are truly saved and it is their decision to be baptized and not ours. So that is the reason for the testimony. So I will start with Jaden. Please go up to the podium and share your testimony now, right after Caitlin. Be ready for that.
Good afternoon. I want to thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to share my testimony with you all. In January of 2016, I understood the true meaning of what my Lord Jesus did for me on the cross to save me from my sins. And ever since that, He's been gracious to me and leading my life the way He wants me to be. I'm very grateful to have been brought up in a Christian household, knowing the Lord my whole life. And going to church and being in Sunday school has taught me how to live my life and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone that's been in my life, especially my family, has taught me how to have a stronger relationship with the Lord. And I just want to thank them for that. And I want to thank all my cousins, family, and friends for coming out and for guiding me spiritually throughout my whole life. And I want to thank them as I take this next step in my life. I just want to read one verse from Colossians chapter 2, verses 12. It goes like this. Buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. May his name be praised.
I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to stand before you all. My name is Caitlin Verghese, and I have been blessed to know the Lord and be a testimony of His grace. A very important time in my life was when I accepted the Lord Jesus as my Savior in January of 2016. I understood the Lord's sacrifice on the cross for my sins and how much He suffered to save me. I have been thinking about baptism for some time, but have now truly understood its importance, and the Lord has helped me to make this decision in His perfect timing. The Lord has given me this opportunity today to obey His commandment through the waters of baptism and to continue to follow Him for the rest of my life. I was blessed to grow up in a Christian family and see the wondrous works of the Lord. The Lord has blessed me with so many encouraging people and helped me through my spiritual journey. I want to thank my parents for being an inspiration in my life, and as they have pushed me more and more towards the Lord, they have continuously reminded me of how much I should be more like Jesus Christ, and that has been my encouragement for me to change my actions and be the person I am today. I also want to thank all my friends and family that have come today and those on Zoom. I also want to thank the church for all the kindness they have shown me and my family. Even though we haven't been a part of this church for very long, you have all been very welcoming and I'm grateful for that. Most of all, I thank the Lord for all He has done for me and for guiding me along this journey with Him. The Lord has been so merciful and gracious, and I am very thankful that I was able to be with and know Him my whole life, and I hope to continue to follow Him and show the love of God through my actions and words. I would like to read a verse from the Scriptures, Romans 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Thank you for your continued prayers and support. Please pray for me as I take this next step in my life and that I will be able to continue my walk with the Lord. Thank you, and may his name be glorified.
My name is Joshua Matthew. On November 6, 2016, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I wanted to be saved so that I could have a personal relationship with God. I realized that being born into a Christian family or going to church will not save me, and that in order to be saved, I had to make a personal decision to accept Jesus into my heart. I recognized that I was a sinner, and without accepting Jesus as my Savior, I could not go to heaven. I asked my parents how I could be saved, and they shared the gospel with me. They went through Bible scriptures regarding salvation with me, and we also went through the gospel tract named Steps to Peace with God. Then I prayed and accepted Jesus as my Savior. Recently, I felt like I wanted to take the next step in my Christian faith by being baptized. Please pray for me as I take this next step.
My name is Gerardo, and I used to be a Jehovah's Witness. I was introduced to the church by a friend, and throughout the years, God has been helping me and protecting me on my walk. In August this year, I got saved, and I'm ready to get baptized because I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
I don't know if you heard him say that he was with the Jehovah's Witness cult. He came to us a few months ago and heard the gospel. Brother George Samuel shared the gospel with him. He was saved here at the chapel. He's the one first started this whole thing. He came to us and said, I want to be baptized. And then others joined them right behind him. So thank you. Praise God for all of their life and testimony. we will continue with the baptism now. But just before that, Clifford wants to read some scriptures. I think it's in both in English and Spanish, whichever you want. The Lord leads you, brother.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 16. Mateo capítulo 28, versículo 16. El primer libro del Nuevo Testamento. Mateo 28, 16. Pero los 11 discípulos fueron a Galilea, al monte donde Jesús les había ordenado. Y cuando le vieron, le adoraron, pero algunos dudaban. Y Jesús se acercó y les habló, diciendo, Toda potestad me es dada en el cielo y en la tierra. Por tanto, id, haced discípulos a todas las naciones, bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo. Aquí Jesús resucitado de los muertos da este encargo a sus discípulos. Y algunos dudaron, algunos dijeron, pero nosotros hemos visto que Jesús murió en la cruz. ¿Cómo puede ser rey? Es que Mateo antes era cobrador de impuestos. Y amargaba la vida de todos con cobrar y con robar de la gente. Y ahora Mateo nos cuenta aquí de Jesús como rey, rey que murió por nosotros, rey que resucitó de los muertos y rey que quiere gobernar y primero tiene que gobernar en nuestros corazones. El mundo no le ha recibido, pero nosotros sí. This world has not received Christ as king. Matthew was a tax collector and he made the lives of the people bitter by charging extra taxes. He saw that himself, and all the book of Matthew speaks of Christ as a good and kind and loving king. Matthew was so happy to leave that tax table behind and follow Christ. He didn't collect money for Jesus. Jesus didn't collect money when he handed out bread and fish to the hungry. Matthew renounced the world of money to enter into a world of love where Christ is king. Es que Jesús nos manda que nos amemos los unos a los otros. Mateo renunció al mundo de dinero, de cobranzas, de amargura de las almas para seguir al Señor Jesús, el rey manso y humilde de corazón, y halló descanso para su alma. Algunos aquí dudaban, y Jesús se acercó. Some doubted here. Then Jesus came. We heard about an hour ago how the Good Samaritan came where the wounded man was. Y el buen samaritano se acercó y vendó sus heridas echando aceite y vino. Y así cuando Jesús se acerca a nosotros, quita las dudas. Con el favor de Dios, nosotros les vamos a hundir aquí en este aguas de bautismo. Le vamos a levantar una figura de vida nueva en Cristo. Y el diablo ya quiere aventar sus dardos de fuego para que caigan ustedes cuatro en pecado y todos nosotros también. ¿No sería mejor quedarnos agachados, escondidos? No, no. Y Jesús se acercó. You know, when you come up out of those waters of baptism, it's just like you're standing up and the devil's ready to throw fiery darts at you and all the rest of us too. How do you think the devil feels about me baptizing somebody today? How many times have I talked against the devil? You see, I'm an old man. I was talking against the devil this week in the prison. What does the devil think about me? What would he do to me if he could? But you know, here it says Jesus came. Y Jesús se acercó y les habló diciendo, todo el poder me es dado en el cielo y en la tierra. Podemos seguir adelante confiados en el poder de Jesús, su mano poderosa. A veces hablamos o leemos en la Biblia de la mano de Dios. Pero varias veces en los Salmos leemos de su mano derecha. Que el rey David está diciendo, cuídame con su mano derecha. Save me by your right hand. What could the left hand of God do? Now, I'm not despising someone here who is left-handed. That's not the point. But God is right-handed. And King David is saying, save me with the strength of your right hand. Sálvame con el poder de tu mano derecha. Y aquí tenemos. Jesús mismo dice aquí, antes de subir al cielo, antes de físicamente dejar a sus discípulos, todo el poder me es dado en el cielo y en la tierra. Si no fuera por este poder de la mano derecha del Señor Jesús, yo diría, bueno, mejor no bautizarnos, mejor quedarnos calladitos, la fe escondida en nuestro corazón, para que el diablo no nos ataque tanto con sus dardos de fuego. Todo el poder me es dado en el cielo y en la tierra. Por tanto, id a ser discípulos a todas las naciones, bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo. 20. Enseñándoles que guarden todas las cosas que os he mandado. Y aquí estoy con vosotros todos los días hasta el fin del mundo. Amén. Enseñándoles que guarden todas las cosas que os he mandado. El que manda es Jesús, el rey. El que hace caso somos nosotros. Y compartimos esta enseñanza también con nosotros. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them that they observe all the things that I have commanded. El que manda es Jesús. El que hace caso debemos ser nosotros. Pero aquí está otra promesa. Here's another promise. I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Aquí está la última promesa en Mateo. Y aquí estoy con vosotros todos los días, hasta el fin del mundo. Amen.
Thank you, brother. I hope it was helpful to those who do not understand English and Spanish is their language. Thank you once again for opening the scriptures. The word of God is powerful. Doesn't matter which language, right? Amen? Well, I don't like that. Amen. Amen? Very good. Okay, now we are going to go right into the baptism service. The first one is Ranjit and his son first and the daughter next.
As they're getting ready, we'll sing two verses of hymn number 548 in the red hymn book. Please join along if you have it. 548 in the red hymn book, Take My Life and Let It Be. We'll sing verses 1 and 4.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my love, my God, I pour at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee, ever only all for Thee.
Good afternoon, everyone, and praise be to God. Praise the Lord. What a joy it is for us this morning. As we heard this Sunday morning, it is not just a Sunday morning that we are here every Sunday to worship the Lord. We are here in the newness of life to worship a God who is not just a God to us, but a Father who gave His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, to die in our stead. It is refreshing every morning as a congregation of the blood-bought children of the living God to be together to worship Him this morning. And after that, it doesn't give us more joy to see our children walking in the ways of the Lord and obeying the commandment of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why we are here to witness the testimony and the witnessing of our young children, Gerardo, Joshua, Caitlin, and Jaden. There's no other joy for us to see our younger generation walking in the ways of the Lord. I just want to read a few verses, if you could turn your Bibles with me. And that's been already been read, but I just want to quickly go through these verses that the Lord Himself is giving that precious commandment to His disciples. Gospel according to Matthew, Chapter 28 and verse 18 to 20. It reads like this. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and name of the Holy Ghost. And does it stop there? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And I just want to recall Brother Ed mentioning, this is not a beginning in their lives. There is a change in their lives in the past, and they're here to testify that change that the Lord Jesus had made in their life. Hallelujah. Can I hear a hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And that's why the four baptismal candidates are here to testify
the Lord's goodness and grace in his life. And I would like to ask Brother Timmy to come forward and read two more verses from the scriptures. And as he comes forward, we know the encounter of Philip with the eunuch. The angel of the Lord asked Philip, just to give you context before he reads two or three verses from that context. The angel of the Lord inspired Philip to travel south from Jerusalem to Gaza. And he was traveling, and the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, told him to approach the eunuch and walk along with him in his chariot. And the Lord and the Spirit of God inspired Philip to share the good news of the scriptures. And the eunuch believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's what the context that Brother Timmy is going to read from us from Acts chapter 8 and verse 35 to 38, please. And after that, he will be reading Mark chapter 16, verse 16 as well.
Acts chapter 8, verses 35 through 38. Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now, Mark chapter 16, verse 16. "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned."
Amen. Praise be to God. We have Jaden Verghese here. And to you, Jaden, I'm going to ask you a few questions. And I would request you to answer clearly and audibly. Jaden Verghese, do you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he was sent to this earth by God the Father to save all humanity and to be born of a virgin and to die on the cross of Calvary?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that Lord Jesus Christ took all your sins on his shoulders, died for you between the heavens and the earth, and paid the price for you that you will have eternal life?
I do.
Do you believe that the Lord Jesus is going to come back as he's promised, and in a twinkling of an eye, we all will be taken, including you, to that eternal home?
I do.
Dear Jaden, according to the commandment of the Lord, and based on the public confession that you have done before the triune God and in front of the congregation, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. What a great testimony of faith. So can I just ask the congregation to stand up and let's all together, collectively, come at him to the throne of grace this morning. Gracious God, eternal Father in heaven, what a great joy it is to know that the change that has happened in dear Jaden's life has been testified according to the commandment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that Lord, you made it possible for him to make a step, another step in his Christian faith, to testify you in the waters of baptism. Lord, we thank you, Lord, as your word says, and to the commandment, Lord, that he has to continue in his faith and to live a life that is pleasing to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you enabled him by the Spirit of God to take the decision to testify you in the waters of baptism. We praise you, we thank you. We give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Lord Jesus' precious and matchless name, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And Jaden, I charge you to live a life that is worthy of his calling, that you will live a life for the glory of God until the end. Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back.
You're Caitlin. I will be asking you a couple of questions, and I request you to answer those questions audibly and clearly. Dear Caitlin, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he was sent by his Father into this world to save humanity, to be born of a virgin and die on the cross of Calvary?
I do.
Do you believe that he died for you on the cross in your place and he paid the price for you, that you might live forever in eternity with him?
I do.
Do you believe that he is the way, the only way, the truth and the life?
I do.
Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back very soon to take you to be with him on the eternal shore?
I do.
Amen. On the basis of your faith, and according to the commandment of the Lord, as you have testified in public and before the triune God that you are a born-again Christian, as a second commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ to be baptized, I hereby baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. I request the congregation to stand up again. Let's collectively commit Sister Caitlin to the throne of grace. Eternal God, loving, gracious Heavenly Father, we come again to your presence. We thank you for Caitlin and her life. We thank you, Lord, in your time, you made it possible for her to accept you as Lord and Savior in her life. And Lord, as your second commandment, to witness, to testify you in the waters of baptism. Lord, we thank you for enabling her to testify you in these waters of baptism. And Lord, as you have commanded to teach them in your ways, that they would walk in your ways and for your glory in this world. And Lord, we await this coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ until the very end. We pray, Lord, that Caitlin would live a life that is worthy of your calling, a Christ-like life. A fruitful life for your glory. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In the precious, matchless name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
As they're transitioning, we'll sing verse 1 of 531. Hymn number 531 in the red hymn book, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Verse 1, 531 in the red book.
Thank you. Joshua Matthew, do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was born of a virgin and became a man? That he was sinless and that he went to the cross to die on your behalf for your sins? That he was buried and on the third day rose again?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that he ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of God as a high priest on your behalf?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that he will come again as he promised to take you unto himself?
Yes, I do.
On the basis of your confession of faith before God and these witnesses, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That the Lord Jesus Christ was born a virgin and became a man. He was sinless. He went to the cross to die on your behalf for your sins. He was buried. On the third day, he rose again.
Yes, I do.
So do I. That's why I'm here. He ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of God as a high priest on your behalf.
Yes, I do.
So do I. We're going there to be with him. He may come this afternoon. He will come again, as he promised, take you to himself.
Yes, I do.
Que bien, yo voy también, y viene esta tarde. On the basis of your confession of faith before God and these witnesses, I baptize you unto Jesus Christ in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. Te bautizo al Señor Jesús en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Gerardo, yo le bauticé hasta el cabello, porque Jesús manda hasta cómo cortamos, cómo recortamos nuestro cabello.
Praise be to our God. Shall we all stand together and sing the remaining two verses of 531, verses 3 and 4 of 531.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall sing. Christ only always living in me.
Let's go back to verse 1.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. Yielded and steady. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and help me, I pray. Power, oh power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine.
Just as we wait for our young ones to come back, shall we go back to the hymn we opened with? Number 533, I surrender all. This is the commitment these ones have made. And as we, as individuals, as families, and indeed even as an assembly, commit them to the Lord, may we also be reminded again, for all of us, that we surrender all to Him.
To Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I would ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, make me Savior. Only thine, may thy Holy Spirit fill me, may I know thy power divine. I surrender all, I surrender all. To Thee, my blessed. Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Can I ask the four of you to just come up here? What we have all witnessed here this morning, early afternoon, it's really warmed my heart, it's touched my heart, and it's been such an encouragement to me, and I know to all of you also. To see four of our young people who have taken this stand, you heard their testimonies, and the Lord has worked in their lives in such a marvelous way that they could openly testify of what God has done in their lives. Such a tremendous, heartwarming experience. But you know, beloved, the four of you, you're standing here, and each one here has a responsibility to pray for you. We are praying for you. We're going to be praying for you. But even as you stand here, you have taken that stand. You have made an open testimony, a declaration of what has happened in your life. There's somebody who does not like this. Satan does not like this. Brother Clifford mentioned that already. Satan is not happy. He's going to give you a hard time. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. But you know what? The Lord has won the victory. We have the victory in Him. He is victor. He is triumphant. So we just want to commit you before the throne of grace, and all of us are going to pray for you, not only now, not only today, but the days, all the days that God gives us strength. We have a commitment to pray for you, and also for all those who are recently baptized. And you know, each one of us, we need to support, uphold, strengthen, and build up one another. May we do so more and more in the days to come. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we praise You. We thank You. We worship You and adore You, dear Lord, for these four young lives. Lord, they have testified of what You have done in their lives. They have testified openly, unashamedly, boldly, joyfully, declaring of the great transformation that has happened in their lives. Oh Lord Jesus, when they heard Your call, when they heard Your word, they responded with open hearts. Oh Heavenly Father, we praise You and thank You that You have promised that when they open their hearts to You, that You will be there with them. You have, according to Your word, they have taken that statement of faith, and in obedience to Your word, declaring what has happened in their lives, they have testified this morning in the waters of baptism. Father, we thank You and praise You for our dear Caitlin. We thank You for dear Jaden. We thank You, Lord, for dear Joshua. And Lord, we praise You and thank You. We thank You for dear Gerardo. Thank You, Lord, for the desire that You put into his heart a few months ago, when he started this whole thing going, when he came to us requesting that we baptize him. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank You for what You have done. What can we say but thank you for all your goodness, your kindness, your love, and mercy to us, Father. You are great and mighty God. Heavenly Father, we remember this morning your beloved Son. We remember how the one who was the delight and in the bosom of the Father, enjoying the delight of every moment there in the heavenlies, that he left all of that to come down to the sin-sick earth, to die for sinners like us, each one of us. We are reminded again that we were sinners, lost, but we thank you that we are found, we are saved, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. And we have that glorious hope that each one of us is going to be with you through all eternity. If our Lord comes this moment, this afternoon, today, we thank you for the assurance that we have that we will be with him through all eternity, beholding his blessed face, delighting in him. Father, we praise you and thank you. We worship and adore you, Father. We pray this in the name of your beloved Son, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, two things to remember. All of you are here, are invited to stay back for lunch. It's right directly behind this, on the other side of this building. Walk through the kitchen, get your food, and then go back and sit. There is well over 100 seats there. We have nearly 200 here. That means we have to do it in two rounds, right? So whoever going the first and be seated, when you finish, empty the chair so the next round can come and come through. Our young boys and girls are there to serve you in the kitchen. So you tell them what you want. They will serve you and go on to eat and enjoy the fellowship one another. All of you are welcome to stay. Please stay back and enjoy fellowship and lunch. We'll give thanks for the food here because it will be difficult once we reach there. Everybody will be talking. So let's give thanks for the food and then we will sing the closing song. Our Father, we thank you this morning for this wonderful opportunity of witnessing this. Many of us in this room can remember years of past when we did this in our decision to walk with him. Oh Father, we pray for these four dear ones, especially commit them to the throne of grace for continued blessing upon them. Thank you for providing for not only the spiritual needs but physical needs of ours day by day. You faithfully have even provided today. Thank you for the dear sisters who labored behind it, and we pray for the blessing upon the food as we enjoy it. It may bring glory and honor to your name and also help us to live for your glory. We give you thanks. Thank you for hearing your prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I know it's a little bit late. Please head down to the kitchen.